For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. All the sounds of Earth. We Earthlings listen to them all the time. A baby cries, a bus rolls by, the wind keens and rains fall. These sounds and many more are included on NASA's Golden Record, a compendium of sounds of our planet that traveled out into space with the twin Voyager 1 and 2 missions in 1977. The phonograph disc itself was 12 inches and made from copper-plated gold. Previously, the tracks on the album were available as individual clips, but NASA this week released them as an entire recording available to listen to on streaming music service SoundCloud. You can pretend you're an alien way out somewhere in the universe, encountering a Voyager spacecraft and listening to an audio introduction to what Earth was like in 1977. You'll hear crickets, footsteps, Morse code, laughter, fire, a barking dog, and an elephant. The sounds on the record were chosen by a committee headed up by famed astronomer-astrophysicist Carl Sagan. As NASA notes, it was intended to communicate a story of our world to extraterrestrials. The Golden Record was created before the age of the Internet. Would a new Golden Record today skip the sounds of a horse and cart and instead include a cell phone ringing or the clicking of a computer keyboard? To listen to the entire Golden Record, visit darkmatternews.com. UFO watchers are in a tiz over the discovery of an ancient skeleton with an elongated skull that resembles an alien. The humanoid skeleton was unearthed from a site known as Russia's Stonehenge, and it's being heralded as proof that aliens visited Earth thousands of years ago. However, archaeologists don't share the same view as alien hunters, insisting that the skeleton belonged to a female from a tribe that used to bind the head to make it grow out of shape. Read the full article at artbell.com.
Our major cities have become war zones, ravaged by food riots, arson, and terrorism. Our rates of unemployment and homelessness have never been worse in this, the second Great Depression.
You just heard a clip from the action suspense movie thriller Alongside Night. The movie stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of the hit movie God's Not Dead. Freedom's not dead either. In a collapsing near future America, brilliant high school senior Elliot Vreeland searches for his famous missing father and family, putting him between an out of control federal government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. Dr. Ron Paul recommends this movie, saying, "I believe Alongside Night will advance the cause of liberty." Be among the first to order the Alongside Night Deluxe 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack, stuffed with hours of extra features. To order this eye-opening movie thriller for only $16.95, including shipping and handling, call 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today. Once again, 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today.
Got news tips, questions, comments, or suggestions? We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at darkmatternews.com. A mystery over a group picture. Everyone was having a good time until they noticed that they were being photobombed by a ghost. Nothing out of the ordinary seemed to be going on when the photos were taken. But when they took a closer look, that's when they said they noticed a shadowy figure peering out at them from the second story window. Natasha Oliver and her friends were hanging out in her hometown of Wem in Shropshire, UK. Oliver told ABC News that she truly believes there is a ghost woman and her baby in that window. She and her friends freaked out after they saw the photo on her digital camera back in 2010, taken when they were hanging out on the front lawn of the unfinished home still being built at the time. Oliver said, "When we saw the ghostly figure, the boys climbed up the scaffolding to see what was up there, thinking maybe someone was watching, but there was nothing up there. There were no floorboards or anything." Though the photo was taken almost 5 years ago, Oliver said it recently got widespread attention after she commented on a Facebook post about a fake ghost picture. Though some on social media believe Oliver's photo could be photoshopped, she insisted it wasn't, and added she hopes to get in touch with professional photo analysts and paranormal experts to solve the mystery of the ghost in the window. The town of Wem, where the picture was taken, previously made headlines about reported paranormal activity in 1995 when a photographer claimed he captured an image of a little girl's ghost at the ruins of the town hall that was ravaged by a fire in 1677. Oliver concludes by saying, "I didn't believe in ghosts before, but I do now. Actually, I've converted." Fake or real? Take a look at the photos yourself and let us know what you think. DarkMatterNews.com.